Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Sports. I will always pronounce the exclamation points. I am your host, Mo Stewart, and I'm very, very pleased to say that this is another basketball episode, which means that I am here with my frequent flyer, my co-pilot in basketball, Mr. Jeff Sexton. And we are delighted to say that I've got one of his very good basketball friends along for the ride as well, commentator, former player, and just all-around basketball head, Drew Lasker. Thank you for coming on to the show, my friend. Welcome.
Appreciate it, guys. My pleasure.
Now, Josh, last time we did this, we basically made ourselves look stupid with a load of predictions. So let's maybe do that less this time.
that's the way it goes. It's par for the course. You've got to lay down some predictions.
That's true. But I mean, we're a long way into the season and we've got plenty of stuff we could talk about. So we want to dive into a little bit about what happened around the trade deadline. We're obviously going to talk about the top of the both conferences and where that shakes up for the playoffs, some awards as well. But we are just coming back off of All-Star Weekend. And while some of the narratives around it seem to be repetitive, I do think it's fair to kind of bring them up. It was another year where there seemed to be disappointment across the board in terms of the spectacle of the weekend. There were highlights for sure. Josh, I'll come to you on this one first, mate. Is it kind of got to the point now where we are receiving the product that we're expecting to receive for the reasons we're expecting to see them?
I think so, yeah. And I, there is a part of me which wonders, like, why do we care? Like, honestly, why do we care? Like, it's sort of like, I mean, we spoke about it a little bit the other day, didn't we? And it's you know, the accolade of getting, you know, nominated or voted to the All-Star game now has become a thing within itself, that almost it's sort of like the, you know, the guys who make the NBA draft who then, you know, flop from there. It's like, oh, you've made it at that point, so what's the point in trying from there? And I think there's not enough necessarily like incentive for the players to want to try in that game. I can't remember who it was who I saw tweet the other day, but there was someone who said, like, you know, I could have pulled off some of those dunks in the dunk contest, but my knees wouldn't allow it, basically. And they were an active NBA player, and so I think that sort of shows you like the attitude and approach generally towards it. And I keep thinking about, you know, how do you fix it and whether we need to fix it and stuff. And I'm the thing I probably keep coming back to is, you know, maybe taking it away from a fan vote. And I know that's generally not Adam Silver's like his sort of calling card, but I wonder whether just putting the vote in the players' hands, so then you're nominated by your peers, you're playing against the very same people who will have nominated you to the game, would that just add a little bit of extra competitive edge? And then, of course, like, the thing that I keep seeing, which is true, is the money. Like, you know, the best way to incentivize these players is to put some money on the line. We saw that with the in-season tournament. It mattered to those players who were playing in that there was a cash prize at the end of it. So I think they're probably the two sort of things I go back to. But again, yeah, it's whether we care too much to improve it. I mean, Adam Silver clearly does. So he's a guy who needs to care.